All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 5:30 in the Motor City. Good to have you aboard. We're going to have some fun here because we stumbled on this conversation. Sully had shared a few things from Rod Beard. I don't understand what is a seemingly dismissive attitude towards people who just don't believe in this product or core. Rod has decided to call in, which, hell, I love, because it's a chance for us to talk this through. Rod Beard, Debt News. Rod, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Good to talk to you. Haven't met you before, but look forward to the pleasure at some point.
Well, hold on one second, Rod, because Sully tells me, are you concerned about being spoken to professionally on this show?
I mean, it is what it is, Mike. I mean, you got a radio show. I write for the paper. We can have constructive conversation and not yell at each other and call each other idiots. This isn't Twitter.
First of all, I didn't use any of that terminology before you joined, and I won't do it with you on the air. I don't need to. This is basketball, Rod. It's not personal. Here's my overriding point. Okay, we can just get to it. It's simple. I don't understand, based on what I read from you and then what Sully shares of your social media activity, you have this, it's not a disdain, that would be unfair. You have a dismissive attitude at fans who just don't believe that the Drummond, Jackson, Griffin thing can work, or fans who straight up, and I speak for them too, don't understand this organization's obsession with making the playoffs and having no success. Like, what? Is that accurate? Are you dismissive of that? Because that's what I feel you are.
No. I think we've seen enough to show that the Drummond, Jackson, Griffin thing will not work. When you're putting Kalen Lucas out there for important minutes in a second quarter of a game, you've already said what you think as an organization about your point guard situation and Bruce Brown at point guard. You're thinking about Luke Kennard at point guard. There are any number of options that they've tried. So I think as an organization, they're trying to figure a way out. The problem with it is that feasibly, you can't trade Reggie Jackson and get value back. And that's the issue, that people want to fire up the trade machine and say, hey, Reggie Jackson for Drew Holiday. It works
in the trade machine,
so let's do it.
That's the point. I don't need value back. His body language sucks. His play's even worse. I understand, hey, you find tanking offensive. I think that's pretty clear.
I don't think offensive isn't an accurate portrayal of it. I just don't agree with it.
Okay, but Rod, what option do they have? They're on a road to nowhere. They got nothing.
I think you can figure something out because the contracts that are coming off the books, you can be out of seven contracts this summer.
Okay, and who's taking your money? Who's taking your free agents? Nobody wants to come here, Rod.
Completely agree, but you can start making trades to take on more money if at some point they decided they wanted to come off Andre Drummond and bring in other guys.
But who? There's my point, though. Rod, they don't have draft capital. They don't have young assets. Luke Kennard's the best young asset they got. And again, I don't want to pan the kid. I'm rooting for him. But he ain't exactly the best young asset out there. Rod, there's no roadmap here. They have to tear it down. So when I see, look, Sully is on social media all the time. I am not. So in fairness, I don't see everything you do. But I do watch every game, and I do read all your articles. Rod, you're downright dismissive when people want to critique Drummond. Tell me this right now, Rod. Is Andre engaged more than half the time? Because I don't think so.
I think so. The production isn't there. Oh, from a pure number standpoint, the points and rebounds and stuff is there. Is he a prototypical center? Is he the guy that's going to lead you to a championship with Griffin? Goris thinks so, and that's really all that matters, isn't it?
Well, there's the problem, though. You just said it. That's the problem. It's a guy who has limited basketball acumen, and unfortunately, he's driving this thing into the river. That's the whole point.
In fairness, he's the only one that matters. He's the only one. I can write whatever I want. You can get on your show and say whatever you want, too. it doesn't really matter because we can't move the needle. I can't make a trade. You can't make a trade.
No, but I don't have to.
He's the one guy who can.
That's the point, though, Rod. But I've called it out for what it is. He's one of five worst owners in the sport. He's right up there with Robert Sarver. He's right up there with James Dolan. This guy has taken a proud franchise that has championship pedigree, and he has tanked it into the river. And then we're sitting here, Rod, they're capped out. Yeah, they got all the contracts coming off the book. They have no way to bring anybody in. I feel bad for Stefanski and Malik Rose, because if this guy's not going to listen, I don't know what they're here for. That's my whole point, Rod. You don't have to like tanking. But when you go out and you know, Sully showed, he go, oh, today's PSA, you can't tank for a 20% chance at a pick. Rod, so are you telling me Memphis should stay the course? They got the same odds. They have to blow it up. They're smart enough to do it. We're not.
No. But the Pistons' problem is they're too far gone in it now. If this was the strategy before they got Blake Griffin, there's a road out of it. The Blake Griffin thing completely killed any kind of tanking thing, because you have a ticking time bomb that for the remainder of his contract, that's this year and three more years, now you have to be competitive and try to win because you brought in Blake Griffin and that contract. If they had done it before then and said, hey, we're going to trade Drummond, we're going to trade Jackson, and we're just going to tank, it feasibly makes more sense at that point, and I could listen to that a little bit easier. But with Blake, who's going to sit Blake down and say, now we're tanking, we're playing for 5 years from now? You're paying that guy $40 million in three more years, and he's just supposed to sit there and be here for a tank and a rebuild. I'm not disagreeing with the idea of tanking, but where they are and where this roster is constructed, it just can't happen. You're going to be a top payroll team, and you're tanking.
The first thing is this, Rod, it can happen because you know what I know. This summer, half the team's going to have cap space, and unless KD can clone himself nine times over, there's going to be owners demanding a star, demanding a player. This ain't John Wall's contract. And this ain't John Wall. Blake has been a good soldier here for a year and a half. He's busted his ass. I don't have a single critique of Blake as a player or as a man here. But you could unload that this summer. But this is the problem. This owner ain't smart enough to do it. That's the issue. Tom Gores should be getting raked over the coals in this town. It's disgraceful what this team has become. It's a disgrace.
Well, in the tanking discussion, then there are probably, what, five or six teams that have a legit shot at beating Golden State or being in that same conversation, then you should probably have 25 teams that are tanking because they can't get there with what they have.
But that's not accurate. Rod, wait a minute. That's not accurate, and you know that. Because if you're a team that has been tanking and now has a young core and you're on the way up, you can't qualify them in the 25 grouping. There's going to be teams that are on the way down. There's going to be teams that are at the bottom. But then there is a classification of teams that is on the way up. Look, Philly can't beat the Warriors this year. They shouldn't be tanking. They have their big three. They're going to be on the buyout market.
They're one of the five teams that have a chance, I think.
Oh, I don't think they do. But it's neither here nor there. Rod, the point is you gotta draw a line in the sand. And I don't understand the general tone of when you go at people like that. And you're like, first of all, Rod, there's only 10 fans left in town. Like, Jesus, we have to pick a direction. And I guess that's what I just don't understand is you don't have to like it. You can say it's difficult. Rod, they got to pick a direction and go with it. And you know they can't keep going where they're going. So why are we still arguing about going towards tanking? You don't think Blake or his people will demand out if he sees it falling around them? I mean, come on.
Well, I think the thing that's going in the favor is that Blake is having a transformative season and being better than people thought he would be and not having injuries. So that does lend to your point of maybe a team will want him in the offseason and he can force his way out if he wants to get out, or another team can make an offer that the Pistons
would
can't
Gores
refuse.
Listen? I think I know the answer, but would Gores listen if Stefanski and Malik Rose came to him and said, Tom, we have to do this? Would he listen?
I think he would listen. Well, I think he'd at least listen.
Well, it has. Okay, so Rod, right here, right now, do you agree? No matter how difficult you may say it must be, it has to be blown up.
It doesn't have to be. It's leaning that way. There might be something else. Would you trade for Drew Holiday? Would Drew Holiday turn this thing around for you?
Oh my God, Drew Holiday's a max player. Like, what could we offer to Pels that they'd remotely be interested in besides the corpses of expiring deals?
A bunch of picks. You get a third team and a fourth team involved. There, I'm saying there are a few options, and it's almost like Infinity War, where you've gone through all the possibilities and there are four or five ways that they can get out of this. They're running out of ways that this is going to be successful, but I think there are a couple more ways that you can exhaust before you get to the all-out tank. And again, I think there are obstacles in the way of that. With Blake's contract now, how do you get rid of Drummond? How do you get rid of Jackson? If you can figure out ways to do that and accumulate a bunch of picks, more power to you. They figured out something that I haven't been able to see.
Bottom line, nobody told me anything about. I will take my chances tearing this thing down. It's going to suck. It's going to be awful. And there is no guarantee. I know it. You can go out and you can draft Jahlil Okafor. You could draft Nerlens Noel. You could end up with Alex Leonard, Dragan Bender. I get all of it. The point is, Rod, I got a better shot tearing this thing down with Blake having the year he's having, with Reggie's contract being another year down the line, than I do. This Drew Holiday thing, when that's what started this conversation. You or Mini Vinny, who was talking about it, I'm going, dude, half the league would be involved with Drew Holiday. And this team has no additional draft capital. And no offense to Luke Kennard, that's not a foundational piece. It's just not.
No. But I think there are a couple of things that could be done that could potentially lead down that road. But if you can't get any of those things done and you get another year on the books with this group and you're mediocre again, then yeah, you might have to start thinking about what you can do. But the Blake Griffin contract right now is the biggest inhibitor toward tanking. If you had done it last year or the year before, I'm with you. It makes infinitely more sense than it does right now.
And again,
I just don't think it makes sense right now.
Not that you need to bother paying attention to anything we do, and I understand that. Rod, I hated the deal the day it got made. I flipped out. I thought it was a joke, and it killed a lot of their chances. But Blake has been better than I ever could have imagined. He stayed healthier.
Absolutely.
They could make that deal. You and I both know he could be gone this summer. And if Blake's got a brain and if his people are paying attention, they'll demand he's traded this summer. That's how that happens.
Hey, if he gets traded this summer, we can have this whole conversation all over again, and I might have a completely different tone. But I think that's the biggest issue right now is they added Blake with the intent of being at least a fringe playoff team. Right, wrong, or different. I don't have to agree with what the front office thinks or what the ownership thinks. That's just what the situation is at this point.
Was this that painful?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not at all. I wouldn't have called if I thought it was going to be painful.
Well, no. I mean, you know, Sully told me someone had asked you, well, it'll be professional, and you were ha, 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 like I was going to treat you like crap. That's not how it's going to go.
No, come on, Mike. No. Professional courtesy. I know you better than
that. All right. Well, Rod, appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.